Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is hit by the pitch. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sandberg for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy pinch hits for Larry Bauer. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Junior Kennedy now playing shortstop. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0-for-1 in the game. Martz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Leon Durham. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Gullickson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gullickson scores. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. There goes Carter trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moreland strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to third. Hall moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. Hall tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0-for-2 in the game. Martz hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Brian Little pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Brian Little now playing second base. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall is hit by the pitch. Tabler moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Hall moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bump Wills pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is walked intentionally. Bryn Smith now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Gary Woods now playing left field. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brad Mills pinch hits for Brian Little. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.